Lawmakers voted in 2018 to close Lincoln Hills following repeated reports of abuse and neglect at the troubled youth prison. But it remains open 4 years later because the state has yet to build a replacement. Even after the Senate unanimously passed a $41 million plan for a new youth corrections facility, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said its passage was unlikely in his chamber. But Voss changed his stance yesterday, citing a request from Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. Assembly Democrat Evan Goyke said that in the end, it didn't matter who got the credit.
Because ultimately, this is about kids. It's about staff. It's about our communities.
The bill the Assembly passed was amended to require approval from the local government wherever the replacement for Lincoln Hills gets cited. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.